I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about turn and be forgiven. This connection between forgiveness and healing and life and prosperity, about how they're all divinely connected and they all come after turning. We're going to see some patterns in scripture today, talking about turn and be forgiven. We're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, we start these daily communion times with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, and it's about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And if you want to learn more about this prayer, you go to our website on the free tools and resources page at theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com to find some additional training that goes along with this prayer. And then after praying, we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves, and to plan our upcoming day with God. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people everywhere we go, but also all over the world, Lord. And I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to get started with the other half of prayer. Our first step, getting positioned in the light. We've been released from darkness, transferred into light, and that happens through forgiveness. When we understand God's grace, we understand God's grace and we turn to him and we receive that forgiveness from him. We receive that forgiveness from him. It brings us into the light, into the kingdom of his dear Son. And there's this connection between forgiveness and healing. Jesus often told people when he had healed them, your sins have been forgiven. And then the healing comes along with that. There's a connection between forgiveness and healing. We're going to see it here in the scriptures here in just a few minutes. But that forgiveness brings us into the light where there's health, there's healing, there's prosperity, there's life. Everything you need is there in the light, and it comes through forgiveness. It's like one benefits package, and it all comes through forgiveness. But first, we have to turn, which requires understanding God's grace, his goodness, his love for us, his mercy with our hearts, understanding with our hearts, and then turning to him. That's where that forgiveness flows. And then we got to let that forgiveness flow through us. We got to take that pressure off of ourselves to give ourselves the same grace and mercy and love that he's given to us. Stop beating ourselves up. Stop condemning ourselves. Stop putting excess pressure and expectations on ourselves and let that flow through us to other people, where we give other people that same grace and love and mercy as well, which means what? We got to release some things. We got to release some things we're holding against ourselves, holding against other people, just like God has done for us. and letting that flow through us brings us into the light. And then we have to begin to magnify that light. How do we do that? We begin to magnify that by what we're focused on, what we're concentrating on, what we're meditating on every day. There's really two options. We can be magnifying and focused on God, who is light and love. We can be focused on what's going well, whatever's lovely and just and true and of good report, how much God loves you, that nothing's impossible for him. You can meditate on that he can make all grace abound to you, so having all sufficiency at all times and all things, you can abound to every good work. You can meditate on Psalms 103, that he forgives all your sins, heals all your diseases, redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, and satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You can begin to focus on and to meditate on those things. Or you can begin to focus on and meditate what's wrong in the world. You can focus on the darkness, evil, what's wrong. You can focus on complaining and grumbling. One side is complaining and moaning and groaning and gossiping. The other side is full of praise and thanksgiving. It's all a matter of focus and which one we're magnifying. And so when we begin to do that, what are a couple of things that you're grateful for today? Just over the last 24 hours, what are some things that you're grateful for in your life? And what steps forward have you taken? What progress have you already seen in your life? What ways have you seen God come through and show up in your life? What has he already done for you in your life? Often we get focused on what we don't have rather than what we already have and what he's already done for us. The more we focus on these things, this light begins to grow brighter and brighter in us. It begins to get magnified and concentrated and very powerful on the inside of us. And it's going to begin to show up as the fruit of our emotions, the fruit of our lips that are full of praise and thanksgiving all the time. And so two of our best indicators of what we're magnifying on the inside are peace and joy. I like to think of peace as my indicator that I'm single-minded in my focus on the light, single-minded on my focus on God, where that grace is, where that love is, where that forgiveness is, and that he's bigger than the problems of life. When I get focused on the problems and I begin to magnify them, it steals our peace and our joy, gets us into stress and fear and anxiety and worry. Peace is my indicator that I'm single-minded in my focus on God. I'm in faith. I like to think of joy as my indicator that I'm living in the present moment, aware of God's presence with me. I'm not living in regret over the past. I'm not living in worry over an uncertain future, because we trust that God holds our future. Our hope and our trust and our security are in him. And we can live in that present moment with God, where his grace is flowing in the present moment. Which leads us to, what do you know to do today? Over the next 24 hours, if we're going to get more present, what do you know to do today? Not the things you are uncertain on, not the things that you don't know what to do just yet. What do you know to do today? And just focusing on making the most out of today, executing the things that you know to do. So begin to write out a list. What things do you know need to get done today? Is there anything you've been procrastinating on? Like, I know I need to do that. I just haven't done it yet. Sometimes we get those nudges to reach out to a person, to start eating better, to start exercising, to start being more present with our family, spending more time with God. You're getting those nudges on the inside, but we kind of dismiss them and we procrastinate on them. What do you know to do today? How could you take some steps forward in those things today? Start gaining some traction literally today, this day. And then focus on executing them the right way with peace and joy and confidence in God. He's right there with you. Not only is he giving you the leading today of what to do, he's also giving you the anointing and the equipping and the empowering to do it in his strength, to get supernatural results in those things that you do. If you learn to take the pressure off him, off of yourself, and to rely on him flowing through you to handle all these things that you know you need to do, you'll experience life in a whole different way. And then as you go about executing your day, it's important to stay tuned in to him, listening for his leading, listening for his voice. Because it's his voice that leads us to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. It's his voice that leads us along that path. So it's very important to take a few minutes every day. If you need to pause the recording right now, you can. Take a few minutes every day to get still and to listen and to record. Write down whatever you hear. Writing it down and recording it is a huge piece of this because you need some markers and time to track your journey. Also, one day those lessons can be passed on to future generations or other people who are seeking after God in their life. And you can show them the path that he took you on. It's part of the process that God takes us through to be fruitful and to multiply and to increase greatly in our lives. So let's get into this idea of turn and be forgiven. So several months ago, earlier in this year, we did some trainings on turn and be healed. We did turn and be healed. Then later on, we did another one that says prosperity comes after turning to the Lord. That's coming from Deuteronomy chapter 30. But there's this scriptural pattern all throughout scripture that says, if you would see with your eyes, hear with your ears, understand with your hearts, and then turn, then all these good things happen on the other side of the turning. We're going to see forgiveness happens, healing happens, prosperity happens, life and prosperity, all these things happen on the other side of the turning. And so it's this idea, we have to see with our eyes, we have to hear with our ears, which means what? Information's coming in. We got to get some good information coming in first. So spending time tuning into God, get some good information coming in. And then we have to understand it with our hearts. And I've learned some lessons in my life about understanding, developing understanding. God showed me one time, you need to develop understanding. Though it costs you everything, Proverbs chapter 4, though it costs you all, gain understanding. And I went through about 2 years of struggle to understand what God was trying to show me. And what he was trying to show me was understanding grace. Colossians chapter 1, verse 6 says, the gospel bears fruit in our lives ever since the day you understood God's grace. And it's understanding this turning or repenting. When we understand God's grace, what is his grace? It's his goodness. It's his unmerited favor. It's his power that has been given to us on the inside to equip us to function in life with his peace and joy and love and power. Understanding he's given all that freely to us as a gift in Christ. And we can receive that through Jesus. When we understand that he's with you, he's for you, he's got steadfast, unfailing love for you, that nothing's impossible with him. When we understand that in our hearts and then turn, some versions say it would be converted. You turn that into seeking after God. You turn that into obedience. You turn that into the fear of the Lord and seeking to honor and reverence and please God with your life. Where you're making him your top priority. Because you're trusting that his grace is able to supply everything you need in life. When you turn to him, all of these amazing things come. So let's take a look at some of the scriptures here. It's Mark chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Jesus replied, the mystery of the kingdom of God has been given to you. Jesus talking to the disciples. But to those on the outside, everything is expressed in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but not perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and what? Be forgiven. So they're seeing and they're hearing, but they're not perceiving and they're not getting to that place of understanding. They're not understanding God's grace, the gospel, the good news. They're not understanding his grace, the good news of what God has done in Christ. Otherwise, what? They might turn, and once they turn, they would be forgiven. If you read through the Gospels, those of you who have read through the Gospels, you see a number of times where Jesus heals somebody and says, what? Your sins have been forgiven. There's this link. There's this connection between forgiveness and healing. So look, we're going to see the same pattern in Scripture here in both Isaiah chapter 6 and Matthew 13. And Jesus replies, go and tell this people, be ever hearing, but never understanding. Be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Look, same scriptures. Seeing, but not perceiving. Hearing, but not understanding. Make the hearts of this people calloused, deafen their ears, and close their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and what? Not be forgiven, be healed. Same scripture, one says forgiven, the other says healed. Which one is it? Both. Both. They come together. For this people's heart has become callous, Matthew chapter 13. Just quoting Isaiah, they hardly hear with their eyes. This is Jesus speaking this. And they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. Jesus saying that. I would heal them. Connection. Forgiveness. Same scripture. One says forgiveness, one says healed. Connection. Forgiveness and healing go together. That's why we got to get that forgiveness flowing through us. We have to receive it from God. Understanding his grace. Receiving that from him. Letting it flow through you. Giving yourself that grace and forgiveness. Giving that same grace and forgiveness to other people. Walking in that continual love and grace and forgiveness with them. Why? Because there's healing that comes when we do that. Now, let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 30. The subtitle in the NIV version of the Bible of Deuteronomy chapter 30 says this, prosperity after turning to the Lord. Prosperity after turning to the Lord. And you read that chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 30. Basically, God tells them, if you turn back to me, you turn to me, it's going to go well with you. Prosperity is going to happen. I believe this is not just prosperity financially. I believe that's part of it. But this is prosperity in every area of life. And then Deuteronomy 30, 15, God tells the people this. He says, see, I set before you today life and prosperity. Now notice, those are connected. What comes after turning? Forgiveness, healing, prosperity, life. What's on the other side of this? I set before you today life and prosperity. On the other side, what is it? Death and destruction. I set before you today life and prosperity, or death and destruction. So how do we get this forgiveness, health, healing, life, prosperity? It all comes together. It's all linked together as one. Because if you have God with you, all that comes together. On the other side, death and destruction. How do you get it? Turning to God. Seeing with your eyes, hearing with your ears, understanding his grace with your heart. That he's working continually for your good because of what Jesus did. And turning to him, seeking his ways. Seeking his way of doing things, seeking to follow out his plans and purposes for your life and to do it the right way with cheerfulness and joy and reverence and awe. That's the fear of the Lord. Seeking to please him in your life, having awe and reverence and respect for him, honor for him, turning to him and doing it with joy and reverence and honor for him leads to life, prosperity, health, healing, all these things. So we're going to take communion over this today. And every time we take communion, it's this opportunity for us to bring the sacrifice of Jesus into the present moment of our lives, making it active and relevant in our lives today. It's also this opportunity to receive promises from God. And today, Father, we're just asking for this forgiveness, this health, this life, this prosperity, all these things that seem to be linked and connected together because they're all found in you, Father. Because when we turn, what is it we're really getting? We're getting you. And we're seeking after you, seeking to honor you. And you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. We just thank you for it, Father. We thank you for your grace and your unfailing love for us. As you loved us so much, you were willing to send Jesus to die for us. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? And that nothing is impossible for you. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he told his disciples, take it. Receive that because of his sacrifice, he makes you right with God. And that whenever we turn to him, we seek after him. We make him our focus. All these things come along together. So we thank you for it, Father. We just receive that from you today. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, makes all these other aspects available, all through the forgiveness of sins. But this is a new covenant. Covenant is a partnership, which means we have a role. We have to give other people, give it to ourselves and to other people, that same grace and love and forgiveness that he's given to us. And walking in the light, magnifying that light on the inside of us. That's our role in this, to follow his leading, to walk in that same love and grace with other people that he's given to us. And when you have that forgiveness flowing, it brings all of these other benefits along with it, life and health and prosperity. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's simply about walking it out. One of our first steps to get to this place where we're turning, developing understanding. How do we develop understanding? I believe in the book of Psalms, it says that when we meditate on God's unfailing love and his mighty works, that nothing is impossible for him. Meditate on his mighty, his unfailing, steadfast love for you. He loved you so much, he was willing to send Jesus. You just meditate on that. It develops this heart that understands. And once you understand his grace in your heart, you can turn that into or convert it into knowing what to do. You can convert that or turn it into knowing what to do. And after that conversion happens, that's where all the results are on the other side. And that conversion all comes from seeking after God. Seeking after him, not seeking after the stuff, seeking after him, seeking to honor him. And all the other stuff comes as a gift of his grace. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.